Rabbi Bibifel was telling me that you know, it's you know, for example, the Gavon Kohen was, you know, bigger than many people before him, and like that, and or he wanted to say that maybe that it's if the Beis Din feels confident enough, they could argue on a previous Beis Din. So that's also about Chachma. I don't like that because it fell from the Mishnah and the way around the Visa. They go very, they're very very exact. You know, that is more minion and a Chachma, more Chachma, not minion. So it's not going to be the Chachma and minion. As I felt, it's more quantifiable than that because the way he was saying that the parameters weren't so clear. So I don't know a good answer. Maybe from the Tosis Yom Tov, not the Teres Yisrael and Mishnayis, either Pirkei Avos or in Igeus. In Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says that a Chacham and a Goylem, the difference is a Goylem or a Chacham does not answer before somebody who's greater than him in Chacham and Minyan. So which is over there, or in Igeus, I don't remember where it was, that he knew more, he knows more. Not necessarily he's sharper, but rather he just knows more. He has a better bekiyas of halachas, and he knows more, so that's how you gauge it. So that's also harder to gauge, because let's say, you know, this guy happens to know more, but he didn't reveal how much he knows, and then so it's really also harder to gauge, but that's what they wanted to say. I have one other thought on this, and that is... Yeah, okay. So that's Chachma Minyan. So the question is like this: Why can't another Beis Din, or why do you need a minion or a Beis Din that's bigger than the previous Beis Din about? Why do you need that? Why do you need that? So at first, well, let's see. Tosa first over here. Tosa on the page says that. No, I know that right. That's why I think it's two different halachas. The Agmar just sees anything that was in Smane that they had like the Lashon Tani in the Chazal is Manu Nimnu Begamru. They tallied up the votes. They said that's what a minion is. But there's also another halacha you have to deal with, which is somewhat related, that the Mishnah Idyah says, and this brought down in Gemara Megillah, and Gemara Gittin, and Gemara Avodah Zarah, and somewhere else maybe, that Ein Beis Yachlav Atal Beis Nechavero, Elin Ki Gadol Man V'Chacham Amenyan. So let's say you had a takana that was through a bunch of rabbis, let's say something's in the attic of whoever it was. So there maybe wasn't a Beis Din, but there was a minion, so then for that you just need another minion, you need another minion, it doesn't have to be bigger even, or Chacham Amenyan, you need the minion. You can need like another asifa, a kachamim, to come together and vote on it, and then just say or mevatel the minhag, or mevatel the takana. But if it came with your beis din, so besides you need the minyan, also you need the greater, more minyan, and more chachma, another halacha that's somewhat very much related, I think. But yes, there's no. This gemara only says minyan. And I think that's where the two halachas is separate. So Tosis though here says, let's say the Beis Din or somebody said they made a takana with a... So the question is, like, let's say the reason for a takana, the reason for a gzer was a spatel. Right, so it still seems to, from many cases, that if it's even though the tama is a spatel, so still the takana is in place. So what's up with that? Why is that? So Tosis already said he wants to give some enlightenment to this, how the getter of it, because he says that, let's say they said for a certain zaman that we're going to make a takana... Let's, or like you said, like a nether, there's a cherim, a nidoi, for a certain amount of days, you don't need another Beis Din to come out, to mevatel the minyan, or mevatel the cherim. Once it expires, so it's automatically back to square one. So you see that it's not like carte blanche that you need like another minyan for it. You have to go to what Chazal did, and then deal with it and see how it's going to change, and if there is a change later on, how are you going to deal with it later. For example, let's take a giloy. So I thought, you know, when I was younger, so I heard this Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says he wants to be, halacha of giloy, what's giloy? If you have wine or water that's revealed, or a place where the snakes, you're not supposed to drink, you can't drink from it, or use it for anything, because you're afraid that a snake put its venom in it, and you're going to get poison, and could get harm. And it was a halacha, it's a sakana, you can't do it. So the Gemara says, even though now there's no snakes, but there's still a reason to keep the gzeira or the takana, because there's more than one reason than what Chazal said. That's what he said by giloy. Now giloy does come up in this sugya about how can we not, because the Machaber says, or the Ramban Paskin, is that we don't, there's no giloy these days. So if it's something happening through if Beis Din is masakin, so how can you mevatel? Even though the time is mevatel, you still need a basis to mevatel. We don't have that. Just one last thing before that, how did Yishchachma said, I think the Kesem Mishnah says that maybe you can tell me that no Beisin, Leli Beisin is better or bigger than the previous Beisin. He says it's not true, because he quotes, I think Rav, his Beisin of Nevatel, was bigger than the Beisin before. There are cases, he is possible, but Haigija, I'm not exactly sure. Anyway, so back to Giloy, so how do you have, how come Nevatel is kind of Giloy? So you're right, there's no snakes these days, but once you're massacring something, you need a Beisin to cut off. Then the meaning of the Takanam. So the Pichadish in Hilchas in Yerdei Kufta Zayin, he says that no, that will be seen as a basin from about the one basin the Takanam. That's Dafka where it was a Skabel and Gansh Chayisro, or is it Takana for Gansh Chayisro? So he says. Oh, there's two of them. Yeah. And so since in a place where there's no Nechashim not covered in the first place, so the Takana was never there in the first place, so these days, it's not, you don't need a basin like this. It's not, right, the Takana was never applied to places, he says the Takana never applied to places where there's no snakes and scorpions. So these days, there's no snakes and scorpions, so it's not in the gaze. It wasn't a carte blanche Takana that said you can't eat it, or you can't drink the water or the wine, and they gave one reason out of many. Though they said specifically, they attached the reason to it, and he said, because of this, and therefore in those places, the Xerzes never took place, never, the Skabel, so even these days, you don't need a Beis Din to Mevatel.
So you're making a Tushel 2 where they put a time limit on a Xer.
Yeah,
Xer.
Right.
Oh, they said that this only applies from today for 10 years. So this only applies in this place where there are snakes.
Exactly.
There are no snakes. So,
right.
So you're going back to say that the original Takara was limited.
Yes.
By definition.
Right, that's how he understands it. Over there by Gil.
So, but how do you know that that's different than any other Takana where they give a reason? I mean, are you working backwards from the fact that the Rama was master to say that?
Well, you have to say it. Back then, when they were massacring it, in those places, were they Zahir in this or not?
It still takes the reason. So, he's trying to say that it wasn't everywhere. It never applied in all of Klal Yisrael ever, in its entire history.
Right. So if they give
so
a reason for Gan Chai Yisrael,
but it applied everywhere, then this wouldn't
right.
be the same.
So, and the Matyonis says a little different reason. Look, a little
actually,
different.
The Rambam actually says that about being accepted by everybody.
That's true.
It's
Mefarish. But one right. But one could hold that something like if there's a takana that where there are snakes, you have to do that. That you could say that's really said to everyone in Chai Yisrael. You live in Alaska, I get it, so you don't have to worry about this. But it really applies to you as well. What he's saying is that if that's not true, if it applied only in the warmer climates, it doesn't apply in Alaska, then by definition, it didn't apply everywhere to begin with.
That's a
Chiddush. Yeah. That's Bichadush is a Chiddush. But then the Ibish is a little different. I think it's a bigger Chiddush, but it resonates a little bit, especially one Indian, I think. He says that sometimes, you have to know exactly where, but sometimes when they made a tam, in places, or sometimes you could have a kiyum of that tonight. For example, he says, he used the example of Chol Yisrael. He says that, Chazara said you can't use chala from a guy, because maybe they're mixed in treif and milk. He said in places where there's no treif and milk, see that's a kiyum, so therefore they made it, you have to have a Yisrael oim al-gaba of the guy to no milk the cow. So it's up there, that in the places where there's no treif milk, it's a kiyum of the gzeira. So it's not a word that it wasn't applicable in certain places. That in those places, it's fulfillment of having a Yisrael there. So also by Gili, he says that if you have if you're placed no snake, it's not called Gili. It was like there's a lid on the water, there's a lid on the wine, so you're allowed to drink it. So it's not a word that. It's not in the gate of those places, it's in the gaya, but there's a keem already of the Xer. It's like the tznai that was matir is already in play when you have in those places that there's no snakes, no scorpions, or no chasing milk. So maybe you just have to use this a little bit, I'm not sure. By Chal Yisrael.
Keem of what? A
following
chazal?
Yeah, the keem of the original tznai. Like they said, you can't drink milk, you can't drink water.
Unless it's covered.
Unless it's covered.
Unless it's covered, so now it's Ke'ilu, it's covered because there's no snakes.
Right, in the place where there's no snakes, it's like, we'll view it as though it's covered. He says it by in the Chav Yisrael, like if the place there's no treif and milk, so it's like, well, it's as though the Yisrael was there watching the goy milk the cow. So not like the Pichash is a little different. He said that no, in those places, it was never, since it was never in the Skabel, because you didn't need the Gzer there, so it's not considered a team of dominion. He says no, it's still in play. We just Mekayim the Takana. We still have the Takana. We're fulfilling it by not drinking water, which is which has no snakes around it.
So would the nafkamina between the two mahalchim be in a, let's say today, I came home and I discovered that my house is infested with snakes.
Right.
So according to the first side, you're going to tell me the whole gzeira was bottled, right?
According to the first, yeah.
Right. According to the prichadish, you're telling me since it never was never in this kabbalah all kli saw. So now the master Rambam tells us that the whole gzeira was bottled.
Right.
So even though it happened to be the takar snakes,
right. You may be a fool to drink it, but
right. But there's no reason to drink it, as opposed to according to Rabbi Yehoshua and Ibn Shimon, lemaisa since there are snakes, so you have to cover it.
Good enough, Kamina. Right. Exactly. Yeah. I like that. So that's right. Then I think also maybe the reason why you need a davar shemini, or you need this reason of a base and gadol b'medav b'chafon dominion. So one of two reasons. One is maybe it's a technical thing, right? Normally, if you have a machlekes in basin, so maybe you go by the majority, and you keep on going up until you get to the basin of gadol, for the supreme court, if you will, to decide. But if the supreme court says something, so how do you argue with the supreme court? So either you don't, or a later generation who's greater than them is considered the majority, if you will. Right? It's not a real majority because you have to tally up the votes of the two basins, but let's say this basin sells something, but this basin is bigger, either an older or is in Skabo more in the generation. So it's a technical thing that therefore now they become the Roiv, if you will, and now they've overturned and overpower a previous decision from the previous court. If that's the reason though, you could argue, say, then if that's the case, Schwartzy, why do you need Chachma? You know, if it's a technical thing, more of like a Roiv issue, like you have to go back to the Roiv, so then why would you need Chachma? So therefore, I think maybe it's a combination of that, or maybe just the following that, it's maybe just out of respect. You know, the previous generation says something, and we want to respect what they said, so therefore we're not going to overturn what they said until we have more Minyan and more Chachma. So it could be a technical thing, but also to have reverence and respect for the previous generation, when they're not here to defend themselves, we'll only overturn their decision if we have more chachma and we feel we're a little better than them, we could overturn
the. That's the opposite. Right. That's the opposite.
They themselves would.
If they do it, then it's even less respectful.
Exactly right. Yeah, I hear. Okay, right. But I guess the you know if they're yeah okay yeah but I mean okay.
So what you're telling me then? Your mahalach is—it's more about hanhaga. In other words, Bezin says.
Yeah. Right.
So we're not greater b'chachma b'binyan because we're from a later dar. Right. So therefore, we're not going to do it. So more Bezin is not going to overturn something because they're knowing themselves. We're not greater b'chachma.
Right.
Could be with maybe greater b'chachma means you know some technical things, some new science or something like that. In addition to everything they knew, we know a little more.
Maybe. Being recorded.
Fears are being disseminated.
Should have worked.
Okay. I mean, that was just a funny hack. I have no other good mahalach why this is true. Why you need something greater than chacham? I mean, I couldn't find a teres I was happy with. But just on that note, though, So we derive it off from the Rambam. The Rambam, right, he says that here Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he overturned something from before him. Right? So he said, how can you do it? He's not going to look at the Chachma Minyan. So the Kesef Mishnah says, maybe he was. Maybe he was going to look at the Chachma Minyan. And then he says, so you can tell me that, no, I'll bring you a right that he wasn't, because Y Hill had 80 or 70, tell me them. I don't remember, 70 or 80. Who's the greatest Yochanan Zakkai? Who's the smallest Yochanan Zakkai? He wasn't the greatest. Right? So he said, no, he had this basin. So the answer, I think, Kasmishtar made was a slack. Somebody said that, no, his basin was taka greater, even though he was a small town, but at that time he was greater than them all. Because even though they knew more than him, but he knew what the Gemara has list, so by Kol Tarakula. He knew Kol Tarakula, so obviously he was greater than Bechachma. He was the smallest Talmud, so there, I think he says that, no, maybe the other Talmud, they knew other stuff. Right? They knew other stuff, not in Chachma Satoya, so therefore he was taka greater. But I disagree with the whole thing. I still think just because he was the smallest, it doesn't mean just because he became the Rosh Beis Din and the Nasi, the Rosh Beis Din, it doesn't mean he's the greatest. Because part of being a Talmud Chacham was also being able to relate to the people and be able to transmit. He was a chain of the Mesorah. That was his godless. The Ram listened to the chain of the Mesorah. So for that, you don't necessarily be the greatest Talmud Chacham. You have to be the the best leader and the best people could relate to the people and teach the Torah to the people so that they could for a few generations for posterity. So that's why he became the Rosh Hashanah. Not as because he's greater Chachamim. The fact that if the Chesed still feels he was greater, but I'm not sure if that, the rise behind it fit. You could disagree with the rise, but he says he was. Maybe he was. The rabbi has no question. That's what he's trying to get at. This really you could have the bottom question on this whole concept of that aim based in Yachal Avatul Dover Chaver the very basic Chaver El Kingal Menach Chachamim, because we know that Chazak could be Masakin or be Oikar Dover Menachayah B'Shavat Tase. So if you could do that by Divrei Torah, so you should be able to do the same thing by Divrei Rabbanan. So Rabbi Chanan has a whole bunch of chakiras by Sheva Al Tase and Ukedav Mitar, which are as following. First, he asks, "Is it so? We know they could do Sheva Al Tase not Kumvase. So is this Sheva Al Tase not Kumvase? Is it in what you're doing, or is it an Asay in Lav? What I mean is like this: they say you can Vatel Ukedav Mitar Sheva Al Tase. Does that mean that you can't do? They say you don't do something, and through that you'll negate what the Torah says." But they can't say go ahead and do something which goes transgressive to the Torah. Or is it in the actual Isser? Isser is Sheval Tasa, they say you don't have to worry about Isser, but if it's a Kumbase Isser, that they can't do. For example, his example was Nia Shvua. So Shvua is
Tashbisu, maybe.
Tashbisu, what they say you can't do Tashbisu. Tashbisu, what? Because Bittel and Strefa? Is it? Right.
Isra say.
Right. So maybe there that if he says that they can only say don't do something, so they say fine, maybe not that. But to say go ahead and do something which is transgression of Shavat Tase, maybe not. That's one chakir. Another chakir is that you want to say they can mevatel davar shebe Torah. Is it they're told mevatel that they could be the mitzvah if you are the lav, and it's like command aleisa or navad is in play norvas. They say, don't do it, because they have this koch, they could institute, and we have a mitzvah, the Shmuel Divrei Chachamim, so now you have a target to the if you will, from the Torah's perspective. The Torah says, once you listen to the rabbis, and then the Torah says, do something else. So, you don't have to do, Shavat HaSarif. So he says, they really go hand in hand. If you say that, they could be Oikar Dover Min HaTorah Mamish and totally uproot something like a mitzvah or lav. So then they could say that then the getter of Sheval Tase is even what you're doing. Not what you're doing, sorry, what the getter of the mitzvah is. So they have a koyach to be Oikar, a Shev, a lav, or a passive mitzvah, or a not do mitzvah, and did not do it. But if you want to say that. If you want to say that, no, that when they say the Urkud of the Torah, Nevada is still here, and they have a right, or they have a koch to implement a mitzvah, which is now creating another mitzvah, and it's going to be like a start to the Sarshi. The Torah says one thing, and they say something else. So it's still here, and now we just have this conflict between two, and we do Sheval Tase. So then it's only what you're doing, because we don't do anything, because you're going to listen to the rabbis, as opposed to what the Torah says, and perform a mitzvah, for example. They say, since this is a great example, they listen there, that they say you can't, they say, what they do,
don't
blow shofar and Shabbos, right? There you go. Don't blow shofar and Shabbos. So there, they we still miss the rights to blow shofar on Shabbos. On this side, yeah.
On this side,
right? And Nervas, the Chazal say, don't blow it. Now we have a mitzvah to listen to the rabbis, listen to Hashem to blow shofar. And so you have three things left to do, so we don't do anything. Shavat Tase Adif, and that's the getter of how it works.
But if you did it, you'd be on saying Mr. Shavat.
Yeah, according to this, yeah, probably. Right. Well, on the other side, though, if you think.
Well, why wouldn't you say Asay Dechel Esas? I'm just. Because if it's still there, so you have the Asay of Uskatim, and you have.
Wait, which one?
No. I just want Shavat. Shavat is not Malach, Shavat, right?
Shavat is.
It's Chochma, you're going to Malacha, right? No, Shaifa, let's take the example of Shaifa, right? Right, so you have Uskad and Mashiach, right? So you have Mitzvah Zaseh, and what's your Mitzvah Shmai Dibach Chom is Laisasa, right? So why don't you say Asa Dibach Laisasa? If the Asa is still there, why don't we say, right?
I don't know. That's a good question. But Yeah, I hear you. That's a very good question.
It was that so Elamai must be that
yeah,
whatever the Chacham have a
the
is greater than just you know the Kayak that begin giving a light saucer is more than just that the lava light saucer.
Yeah.
No?
Well, it means it's not saying
yeah,
maybe. It's
Ushmarat.
Well,
because
he's
Kasha
Yoruba, so
yeah.
You can say it's as
right.
As a light saucer.
Yeah, maybe. Right. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't think about that. Yes, you have it. Sure, for
that's
bidna.
No, they told you
before. Yeah, it's a chazir of avara. But the blowing is going connected with what they said. They said don't blow.
I went doing a chanukah tongue in my head also. I was like, it's not bidna. Then I'm like, oh, it is bidna because it's not really the carry. It's really
the this is not the carry. This is blowing because you may come through the carry, right?
But what's the it's not blowing. So you blow and you totally
go. Shmoya, ko, shofar.
That's
right.
You're gay.
That's a good question. I didn't think about that. I have to admit. Okay. So that's what he clears. So then he says that he brings riot. I don't go through all his riot. He wants to bring riot to talk about like the second side that the mitzvah of the Torah is still in place and the Chazal have a right to say don't do it and now you have one against the other and the reason why we don't do what the Torah said, we do the rabbi said because of Shevat HaTaseh. It comes out that our mitzvah of Shevat HaTaseh we were passive, we don't do anything, that's what they could do. So that's Rabbi Chanan comes to Chazal, that you can't be Oikr, or you can't be in Vatal, based on Chavar, Lam, King, Galdman, Chachamin, it's only become Vasei. I mean, if Chazal, if the first Basin said, don't do something, the second Basin says, no, I want you to go and do something, they can't do that unless it's Galdman, Chachamin. But let's say the first Basin said, do something, they say, no, we don't, we say, you don't do it, then they could do it. Because like they could do it by the Torah, they should be able to do it by the basin as well. So he asks. So the Gemara Megillah says that the first basin said, read the Megillah on your dalet. Right? Second basin says, well, by the Kfar, we're going to push you back to, or push you, I don't know, back. The calendar's back, I'm not sure, back and forth. We're going to put you to your dalet, your alpha, your base, your meshuk. So there, the Gemara asks, I ain't quite but there, what do you mean? They're allowed to do the Shavat HaTaseh. It's like they go to the Matar Shavat HaTaseh, they should be able to do the same thing. So, instead of Chana, I mean, he's explained the Gemara. Don't read on your dollar. Don't read on your dollar.
No, they're saying read on your dollar. Read on your dollar.
Yeah, but that's not a bittul. Oh, when you Mavata the first Bezin, when you don't read it the day they told you to read. If you read it on your dalet, your alfi's base, you're not being mevatel what they said to read on your dalet, right? It's only when it comes to your base or you come to your dalet,
no,
you don't read
he's
it.
He's asking why
right.
Why is that?
Why is
a
problem? Right? Why is it?
Yeah,
right.
Right.
By so not reading it on your dalet, you're not being
right.
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 So he said like almost what you're saying. I think what he's saying like basically when they were talking to read on your dalet, they're never mevatel the your dalet reading. They said you don't have to, and you could want you could make it earlier, but the your dalet's still in play. So, like, if you want to read
it,
of course you can.
Responding him, I'm not even sure what the. I guess the Gemara answered that.
No, that's what Gemara, that's what Gemara, the final terrace of the Gemara is. That they were Masak. Right, no, Kulug, right.
So he says, it's got to be that. And he wants to go like that. So that's how he says that. And also with Prisbal. He says the same thing. What he says that. The tough one. Principle is that they said Hillel Shpizim Shamet. Hillel said no. Give your things to Beis Din, so not the people still land. So they want to say we wanted to. You
can still collect the chov through the principle.
You can still collect the chov through the principle. There's no Isser of the Yigos, right? Okay. We have to skip that one for now. So, but basically, he still goes with this theme that Beis Din could mevatel Chavero if it's Shavat HaTaseh, it's the other Beis Din before it. So then he asks, but let's according to those who will hold that a basic yoga dematar even kumva say. I feel bad now. We're about to finish.
You have to repeat it for
me. Maybe I'll do that because I can't go till 10 o'clock. almost, yeah. So, for let's say those who are Yishonim that do hold, that the Yishonim that do hold, that that you can be Yogadam Torah B'Kumbase. Right? So if that's the case, so then the whole thing's out the window. This the end of the Gemara. The Gemara said you can't mevatel what the Beis Din before said, but if the Beis Din mevatel what the Torah says, then for sure they can mevatel what the Beis Din says. There should be no difference. So he says that you have to see that every time that they want to misakah something different, they're not gonna be mevatel what the first person said. Why? I have no idea why they're not. But the Gemara asked that how can you do this? And you have this problem of being mevatel based in chavero. You're not greater than chachma b'minyan. You have to say they said by Megillah, they never uprooted the original takana. They're just gonna add a new one, and through fulfilling that, maybe the other one will be negated. But it's not really uprooting the first one. So that's what I'm gonna say. You can't do that. Because you still have the first basin rule there, and it's one second. First basin's rule, and you're gonna go negate that, and you can't do that. Maybe just to finish off, I think a raya to the reason why you need greater chachma b'minyan is maybe more of a respect issue, is because the Rambam says in the first halacha in Perek Beis Hilchos Maamar that let's say the first Beis Din, they came with a drasha, they came with a svara behind it with a drasha, so then the Beis Din could go kick and die with their own svara, even though it's not greater chachma b'minyan. So I think the reason is because if they come with a svara and you want to argue the svara, you're allowed to argue the svaras, right? You argue the svaras by everybody from before us, and still it's fine, right? Because you want to give a svara, I want to argue the svara and say I have a better svara because I have a slugger svara. But they made it to kana. They stopped at the kana, so they gave it to kana, they gave a little more emphasis to it, so they're involved with a little more. So out of we don't want to go against them unless we're greater than them in chachma b'minyan. Maybe out of it. I don't have a good reason. I'm open to any suggestions. Maybe your David has one, or Rabbi, or anybody went through this before. But I don't have a good reason why Taka, you need a something greater than Chachma Minyan. Thank you very much.
David, you want to switch that?